USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Republican Congressman Devin Nunes plans to send 8 criminal referrals to the Attorney General this coming week that focuses on the origins of the Trump-Russia investigation. Nunes tells Fox News 5 will name specific people and crimes, 3 deal with conspiracy, misleading Congress, obstruction, and classified leaks.
This is kind of a strange situation where you have McCarthyism, like new McCarthyism, that merged with Watergate wannabes. You had unbelievable leaks that occurred across all levels of our government. You had all sorts of reporters. 90% of the press essentially was in on this. It started by dirtying up a presidential candidate, and then it went on to dirtying up a president.
Nunes is the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee. The United States has temporarily withdrawn some of its forces from Libya. They're there to help local forces combat Islamic State and Al-Qaeda militants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Concerning the Mueller report, President Donald Trump says you could give Democrats more documents than they've ever seen and it still wouldn't be good enough. On NBC This Week, Democratic Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal tells George Stephanopoulos they haven't seen the Mueller report, only a report from the Attorney General.
We're going to stay firm on this. We're going to push hard. We think there's lots of judicial precedent for us in the past to be able to do this. And that's really, I think that's the main thing, is the majority of the American people want to see the report and we have to do our job.
AG William Barr has said there was no collusion with Russia and that Mueller didn't reach a conclusion on obstruction. Despite Democratic leaders telling the IRS to hand over 6 years of President Trump's tax returns, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News Sunday the answer is no.
You could always allow people to see it, but that's not what's happening here. The Democrats are demanding that the IRS turn over the documents, and that is not going to happen, and they know it. This is a political stunt.
A personal lawyer for the president has said turning over the returns would set a dangerous precedent. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Rangers have recovered the body of another tourist at the Grand Canyon. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
It's the third death in 3 weeks at the National Park in Arizona. Rangers say the 67-year-old California man fell about 400 feet down on the south rim of the park on Wednesday. A helicopter rescue team recovered the body, and Park Service officials are investigating. On March 25th, a man from Hong Kong was apparently taking a selfie on an overlook when he slipped and fell to his death. Last year, 7 people died in accidents at the Grand Canyon. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
3 historically black churches have burned in Louisiana since March 26th. The pastor at one of the churches tells KFLY about what he's grateful for in face of the personal tragedy.
God's grace is undeserved merit. I know we don't deserve this, but he gives us something better than this, and that's undeserved grace. I thank God for grace.
The churches are in the heart of South Central Louisiana's Cajun and Creole country. For Virginia fans who couldn't see the NCAA team play in Minneapolis in person, there was a gathering to watch the game at a movie theater in Charlottesville. These fans after the 1-point win over Auburn.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be in this atmosphere, to be in this city, to be a part of it all. We're winning the whole thing.
I'm going to have to cancel class on Tuesday night because no one's going to be there.
Virginia faces Texas Tech tomorrow night for the championship. You're listening to USA Radio News.